Proclamation number 6947 of 17th of October, 1957. Opening the door of the heart. Communion. Anyone who closes his door and denies me entrance will have to live in want, for only I can provide him with what his soul needs. You humans believe that you can provide yourselves with food and drink everywhere, with nourishment for your soul, and you don't think about the fact that only I can give the soul the right nourishment and that you, wherever you may go, always have to approach me myself for it. Thus you have to open the door of your heart so that I myself can enter to feed you. And if you approach me myself for this, it doesn't matter where you address this request to me, for I will always hear you and come to you wherever you call me. It is not the case that I have stored food and drink somewhere so that you can now provide for yourselves without making contact with me. You will only be able to receive the right food and the right drink from my hand, which will enable your soul to recover and strengthen itself for your pilgrimage to the homeland. And therefore I myself must be able to enter you. You must willingly open the door for me and now also take supper together with me, because I myself want to feed you, because I myself offer each individual this nourishment he needs for the recovery of his soul. I only knock at the door of your heart, but you yourselves have to open it and let me into your heart. So what use is it to you if you fill yourselves with food which I myself have not prepared for you? Then you will indeed fill yourselves, but you will not be able to take the substances from the food which your soul needs to build itself up. It will remain dead or weakened, it will feel hunger and thirst, and no help will be brought to it in its need. And this is the lot of the souls of those who are eager to penetrate God's ward, who constantly occupy themselves with the Word of God and only burden their minds with it, who seek to fathom the meaning of the Divine Word by way of study and whose souls come up empty in the process. Thus they believe to nourish their souls and yet only their intellect receives what they call bread of heaven, which they now want to distribute again to their fellow human beings. They themselves will go empty-handed, i.e., their souls will go hungry, and their fellow human beings will not be able to receive anything for their souls either if the intimate bond with me is not established first and I am approached to feed them, if the door has not been opened first that I can enter them in order to pass the supper to them. All my words had a spiritual meaning, but people no longer pay attention to it. And when I said to my disciples, "Take and eat, take and drink, do this in remembrance of me," so also the spiritual meaning of these words was always only the direct connection with me. That they should remember me as well as receive food and drink which serves as nourishment for their soul. The presentation of bread and wine alone is just as little use to this soul as the reading and listening to the Divine Word if I am not first sincerely remembered, and thus, as it were, the feeding of the soul by myself takes place. Nor are mere empty words sufficient to call upon me myself. It must be a call in spirit and in truth. The door of the heart must be opened to me and I must be asked to come in. And I will truly distribute food and drink what every soul needs. Thus the opening of the door is equal to the voluntary turning to me, the desire for union with me and the request for the best or all of gifts of grace. It is the soul's admission of weakness and neediness which wants to be nourished by me myself, and through such an open door I will truly enter the heart, I will administer food and drink to the soul and it will recover. It will mature. It will come to life which it now can no longer lose eternally. Amen.